Opt-out numbers at this charter school have been low. Last week, only 26 of the 700 elementary school students did not take the ELA. Students at the school refusing this week's math test are in the minority. But one parent tells WBFO News they're not being treated fairly. She has a fourth and sixth grader at the school and wanted to remain anonymous. But she told us the school has no written policy on sit and stare. Her sixth grade daughter was allowed to put her head down at last week's ELA, but when she attempted to do the same this week for the math test, she was scolded and told to keep her head up during the testing. But Superintendent Ephraim Martinez says it was a mistake.
And during the math exam, the first time around, the proctor did not allow that, and that was a misinterpretation of the proctor, and it was correct.
The parent disagrees and tells us she believes her child was being punished for exercising her right to opt out. The parent also points to the right of choice under the Parental Rights Amendment. But Superintendent Martinez is not backing down from the school's policy and is discouraging all parents from opting out.
Opting out of the state test is very hurtful, and we embrace the accountability that it brings. We embrace the way it informs instruction, because we are able to compare the state results to our own assessments.
The parent who lodged the complaint on sit and stare said this was the first year her children opted out. She said that she's not against educational standards or measurement of progress, and pointed out that the Charter School for Applied Technology does three school-based assessments during the year. She claims those are better informing teachers and parents of a child's strengths and weaknesses. But Martinez is not backing down and says sit and stare is not a form of punishment.
At the end, the bottom line is that we think that the opt-out movement is misguided. We welcome the accountability. We support the Common Core. We support the state assessment. And we think it is very helpful, particularly for urban students and students of poverty.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.